Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spin! Yeah.
Oh, we got Sweden covered.
Oh, yeah.
You're next, Finland.
Swin. Is there a brother Swin?
Sven.
Sven.
Come on, you can do it.
Sven.
Sven.
That word.
You can do it.
Swin.
Sven.
Sven.
There, you did it.
Is there
gotta be.
Gotta be.
There's gotta be.
Gotta be.
I'm telling you, like in Sweden, it's like John.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, it's a brother. I mean, in America, Quintavious is a lot, but there's no...
Quintavious is not equivalent to John.
True. But I'm saying...
There's black Johns and white Johns and Asian Johns and Mexican Johns. Yeah. There's all kinds of Johns.
Yeah, but... let me see.
South African actor Sven Roigrok, for instance, is named Sven. There you go. I Googled... all right, hang on. There you go. There's Sven.
Yeah, look at him.
There's Sven right there. There's a guy who played basketball for Arizona, I guess, named Sven.
There we go.
So, yeah, there you go.
You never know.
Got some Svens.
Got some Svens.
Now we need a Quintavious.
Yeah, man. Why don't you actually be the first?
I've always felt like the letter Q has been...
It's been misused.
Too segregated.
It's been misused.
Yeah, it's like we only have like one option.
Yes. Quincy.
No. You met a white Quincy?
I have not. Quinn. No, Quentin Nelson.
Quinn, or Quentin, but like,
Quinn.
I don't know. Quinn.
Quinn, yeah.
That's it. That's what you got.
Yeah. And Quinn goes both ways.
You're right, exactly.
Yeah, I've met a chick named Quinn before. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're absolutely correct. All right.
Yeah. Or like even, I was thinking about this, believe it or not, this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I was. If your name's like... Quintavious or whatever, like there's a chance your buddies might call you Q.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. You've probably had friends named Q.
I have.
You've called
nephew,
Q.
Nephew named Quinn.
Yeah, I've had friends that we called Q. If your name's Quinn and like you're Quinn Ewers, uh-huh. Does anyone call him Q?
No.
I don't think so. No. There's no, you can't even abbreviate
no.
If you're white.
Quinn.
Yeah. The letter Q is.
Yeah, you're Quinn.
Man.
Yeah, no, you're Quinn. Q.
You guys took Q, man.
Yeah, I mean, and abused it. and abused it.
I saw somebody say the letter Q is in the wrong part of the alphabet.
Yes.
It belongs over there with the Z's and the W's mm-hmm. in the weirdo section.
Yeah, man.
Up there between the R's and the P's? Come on. That's the popular letters.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean,
Q's in the wrong spot.
They kind of got them down there at the right spot. The Q,
yeah, the weird
X,
ones.
V, Y.
No, but Q's still in the back third.
It's in the back third, though, right? Yeah.
It's right in between R and S and T and
which
M.
Kind of at the end.
But
those are the good letters.
R, S, T, I get it. Yeah, but and why is Q right there?
Doesn't belong.
It doesn't belong.
Wrong now, neighborhood.
Well, when we go back to the guy who was when they were coming up with the alphabet, he was like, hey, you know what? This is it's flowing too well. Let's put Q right here.
L-M-N-O-P should just be R-S-T-U-V.
Yes.
And then Q comes later.
Dude, I had a teacher when I was a kid. She just drive her crazy when we would do that. L-M-N-O-P. Drive her freaking nuts.
It's not one word.
It's not one word.
I know. There's all kinds of stuff because, you know, Lily's in kindergarten.
Well, that's how I learned.
Yeah. L-M-N-O-P.
That's how I learned.
You say it really fast. L-M-N-O-P. You have to separate it. And then also you don't say and Z. Yes, you do.
Y-Z.
So you say Y and Z to make it sound better.
Yeah, not Y-Z.
Yeah. Y and Z.
Yeah.
Here's what Lily doesn't understand about the end part of it. Y and Z, next time won't you sing with me?
Right.
And then she starts singing it again, and I started, and she's like, don't sing it. And I was like, well, then stop telling me to at the end of it. Stop inviting me to.
Why do you do that?
Next time, won't you sing with me?
Leave that baby alone.
You asked me to.
Leave that baby alone, man.
I will not.
Leave that baby alone.
I will continue to irritate her for the rest of her life.
I got this funny question from a listener. He's like, it was, what did he say? He said, if somebody had the same sex of children, if you had a friend who had the same sex of children, who would you want to have a different one? I was like Big George. Big George got all girls. I would love to see Big George with a son.
Right,
I was thinking about Bo. I said, Bo got all girls. Could you imagine what he does with Juice? Could you imagine a little Bo? a little Clifton?
Yeah, a little Clifton running
Clifton
around.
With a Bo? I was like, yeah, I got plenty.
I probably wouldn't make him a junior.
Really? I got plenty of partners, but they got all girls.
Right.
Yeah, so I was like, can I imagine them with the son?
Or all boys.
Yeah.
And maybe they need a girl.
Yeah, it's like Hester. Hester had all boys.
Right.
And they finally got a little girl, the last baby. I was like, yeah, I do think about that. Like, it was a Big George little boy.
Yeah.
Like.
Now, that is one thing about us where we got lucky. We went one of each.
Yeah.
So probably good. Yeah. One of each tap out.
Yeah.
Because if we had two boys, maybe you want a girl third. If you had two girls, maybe you want a boy. You know what I mean? Makes it a little easier to walk away from the table and feel like, you know? Haven't fully walked away from the table yet.
Right.
But we're, you know.
Drewski needs help.
We're getting
man.
Close.
Drewski needs help. Drewski, his last skit, and I know Abe texted yesterday. We both ignored him. But, yeah.
Well, I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, Drewski is
now I have.
Is a damn idiot.
No, he's a genius.
The best one of them all. Best.
Here's my main takeaway from that.
Yes.
Number one, he's hilarious.
Yes.
Number two, makeup technology has come a long way.
Believable.
Because he's not the first black comedian to dress up like a white person and do stuff.
But
it might be the best version.
The best I've ever seen.
Because like with the Dave Chappelle one and the Eddie Murphy one throughout the years, it's always like you can kind of tell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if they were to sweat, you know, it would come off. Drewski's pouring beers all over himself.
Hey, man,
he's got a sunburn, like a tank top sunburn.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Great.
The greatest thing ever. It's the greatest thing ever, man.
It really is.
Then
great.
He spit. That was funny.
He's spitting. Yeah.
That was rigged.
It had to
that
be.
That was rigged.
Because he'd spit on that guy pretty much.
Yeah, that
all right. You should watch it. You should watch it. If you don't know who Drewski is, he's a very funny comedian.
Awesome.
If you do and you haven't seen his most recent skit, you should check it out. And if you have, then you know exactly what we're talking about. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Has Drewski been elevated? Are we calling Drewski a comedian now?
No.
What do you mean?
I don't think he wants to be a comedian. I think he just likes skits. Like, he don't do stand-ups or nothing.
Like TikToker, yeah.
Yeah, he don't do stand-ups and stuff like
that. I think you can be a comedian without doing stand-up.
I view comedians that do stand-up.
Okay. Have we elevated him from like a TikToker blogger guy to like an actual comedian? Because that's a pretty big step in someone's life.
I think he's really funny.
He's funny as hell to me.
All right, sweet.
But, I mean, so he deserves to be on things. Like, yeah, good like Desi does skits, but he also does stand-up.
Okay.
Like, Drewski stays in his lane. Of just doing this kind of stuff.
But I feel like you can be a stand-up and be a comedian. You can do
you definitely can.
Skits and be a comedian.
Yeah, but he's a comedian, not TikToker anymore.
Well, I think he's definitely transcended that.
When they introduce him, do they call him TikToker or comedian?
I'm not sure. Content
all those guys
creator.
Get mad. Like content. Logan Paul doesn't like being referred to as a internet blogger anymore. He wants to be referred to as a wrestler, which he is, I guess, you know.
Okay,
yeah, but he's still a TikToker in the back of everybody else's heads.
Content creator just sounds like here. So.
Well, it's nothing.
Yeah,
like content. It's way too broad.
I create content.
Everyone does. Yeah. Everyone creates content.
We're creating content right now.
We literally are doing that.
Yes, we are.
Speaking of content, so we've heard of pitchers hitting hitters. It's been going on for 100 years in Major League Baseball. I've never heard of a pitcher hitting a catcher, at least your own catcher.
What?
Astros' Framber Valdez is on the mound last night with the bases loaded. Cesar Salazar is his own catcher, not the other team's catcher hitting. Right. He's his own catcher.
Behind the plate.
They call a pitch. All right, Cesar Salazar decides he does not want Framber Valdez to throw this pitch. He tries to. He's literally waving him off. Call time, call time, call time. Framber Valdez continues to throw the pitch. The pitch gets taken out of the yard for a grand slam. Next hitter comes up. A breaking ball is called. You can tell by how the catcher's setting up.
Yeah.
Cesar Salazar. Framber Valdez throws a 93-mile-an-hour fastball right in his chest.
Get the hell out of here!
And he doesn't catch it. Like, hits him in the chest.
Yeah.
Now, you got to be a better catcher than
people
that.
People think
it
he
right
crossed him up on purpose.
Yeah. Oh!
Like, he was mad at him, so he agreed to the breaking ball low and away.
And enough people thought this for them to have been called into the manager's office after the game was over, where Framber Valdez says, "Hey, man, I'm sorry, but I didn't do that on purpose."
I don't know about that, dog.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know about that.
Because I'm thinking maybe – because the catcher was back there waving him off, like – and so he continues to pitch. That is distracting. Like when somebody's doing something, and especially your catcher waving his arms in the air and whatnot, and you continue to pitch anyway.
Yeah, so, man. I don't know about that, dog.
Yeah, man. Why are you going to go do that to your own teammate?
What was the funny one I saw?
Also catch the ball.
Devers hit a home run, and then old boy got mad. I saw that this morning.
They were fighting while he was rounding the bases.
Yeah, but like don't throw that weak behind stuff across the plate.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can be mad at somebody for hitting a home run off of you and then doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
Like,
show out your feelings. Stop throwing that crap across here.
Stop throwing crap.
Especially when it's been going on for years.
Yeah.
I just hit a home run. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It went really high and really far, and I wanted to watch it do both of those things. Yeah, maybe strike me out, and then I'll go back to the dugout, and you can celebrate. You strike me out, do what you want.
Speaking of people being mad, so we all know that the split between Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns was not a great one, but a lot of that has to do with Johnny Manziel. It's kind of
all of it has to do with Johnny Manziel.
I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Well, at least it looks like Johnny Manziel's made up his mind on whether or not he's going to continue to be or ever be a Browns fan.
I sit here today and I go back and forth with, man, am I going to let Cleveland off the hook and just like let it go, or am I going to sit here with hate and animosity in my heart for the rest of my life? And I finally sit here today, I'm like, God, I think I'm going to be pissed at him and hate him forever. So it is what it is, man. No love for the Browns. I'm rooting for 0-16 seasons every season.
I mean, you did that, right?
I just have a quick, who's next?
What do you mean?
Who's the next ass athlete that ain't done nothing, we ain't heard from?
No kidding.
And then come out and all of a sudden you put a microphone and he got beat it.
No kidding.
Tell all the stories.
And I want to make one thing clear about some of the stuff I'm about to say about some of these people. I'm happy that these guys have cleaned up their their addictions.
Yes.
I'm glad about that. But like,
why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
you torpedoed your career.
You did that.
You did that. You did Ryan that. Leaf did like you there's did that. There's you a lot that. Of guys, and then they get to do these like resurrection tours,
yeah.
And then now all of a sudden somehow their like opinion is more weighted or something like that, or like they're holier than thou because of nah, man, like you were drunk all the time. Now, I understand that's because you were an alcoholic.
But, I mean,
but that's not their fault.
That's not their fault. You didn't like, take their job serious.
Yeah.
But you can't. So when you go on something like that, you know, reclamation project, whatever, going and telling your side of the story, this is what his thing is right now, is telling his side of the story. And you can't do that successfully unless you try to bury somebody else, or at least the other party.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, yeah, I messed up. And yeah, the Browns had everything they were right to. Nobody wants to hear that. Everyone wants to hear why you hate stuff.
That's true.
So that's kind of our fault.
That's true. No, that's general public. But that's why I keep saying, like, this whole new regime of, and we had Shannon on a couple weeks ago, whenever we had him on, I should ask McQuay, like, what is this new thing of what we always took as sacred is no longer that.
Uh-huh.
It's all got a mic now. I got to create content and say some stuff that I would never say then in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right.
Yeah. Now we are past whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it would be. Integrity or
know. It's like, get it out there.
Whatever. Yeah. We are fully in the attention period.
Yep.
That's it. You got attention? Good. How'd you get it? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
And then we flipped it into some
advertising. Everybody's looking at me and clicking.
And again, like, and we were talking about this off the air. We won't spend a ton of time on it, but this is a good example of this. Like, attention is king because you turn it into revenue. And if you get paid, basically everybody's like, well, you got paid because that's all that matters. The Big 12 basically just said today to Dave Portnoy, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You are carte blanche to try to promote our conference.
Right.
Because you can get attention. Like, what kind of attention? Doesn't matter.
No matter.
Don't care.
Any kind of good.
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever you want. However you want to do it. And I personally don't think that that's great. I'm not saying about him specifically.
Oh, I say that about him specifically.
I think
he's a piece of ass.
But
I'm not a big fan. I don't like people to be blank holes just to be one.
Yeah, like when your brand is just to sort of be rude and controversial. I don't know.
But there's enough people with access to everything. There's so many more people that have access. So everybody can find a group of people that will like what they have to say.
Well, and
I'll never knock anybody's hustle.
No, but but you should though. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the as long as you're getting paid. No, knock the hustle, man. Like, if the hustle is to be a professional jerk, knock it. That's a crap hustle.
All right, get the sugar daddy out your ear. I know you have a son. I didn't say all my friends had girls. I said Big George has girls. I said James had girls. I said Bo had girls. Get the sugar daddy out your ear.
Who's that?
Corey. I got a son. I know you got a son. My nephew, little Corey. I said, who have just one? Who has all girls?
Why do you
who
think you're talking boys? About him?
Because he got.
No, but I do think it's okay to knock people's hustle if their hustle is to be a dick.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because nobody should be that at all.
Yeah.
Like, you got to treat people right and you can still make
money.
Your
hustle sucks. You're rich, but hustle sucks. Sorry. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.